Hello, hello! Welcome to Yaya Talks. I'm Reine Kiambote.
I'm Tracy Dancia.
And this is our episode about language.
Yay! Yay! Botinabino!
That is actually high in Lingala. We both speak Lingala, Tracy and I. And it's a language that has really formed us during the years, like throughout our growing up as two Congolese women, children in this world. Lingala has really been a language that we use, I think, when we want to feel familiar. It's a language that Tracy and I both connect on.
Yes, absolutely, because our parents are both from Congo, and I think what is also special about our friendship is the fact that we can talk so many languages, and Lingala is one of them.
Exactly.
And I think that when we use words in Lingala, it's like the same words that my mom used. And then sometimes I say, oh my God, it's been a long time. I didn't hear that word.
Exactly.
It's because it's a certain vocabulary that it's very funny and interesting. I really love Lingala, although in the Congolese culture, a lot of people say that Lingala is not an original Congolese language. However, and people should more speak the language of their tribes and something like this. And they see Lingala as a very vulgar language. But I think that Lingala connects so many Congolese people around the world. And it also connected me and Ren.
Yay! Cheers to Lingala.
Yay, Bandeko. I think the whole episode I will try to say words in Lingala. I'm sorry if you don't understand. But basically, this is how Ren and I talk every day.
Every day. So how many languages do you speak?
So I think I speak fluently French, Dutch. I hope I speak fluently English too. Lingala. And I used to speak German very well, but I don't practice it anymore, so I can understand. I like to read German newspapers or watch the German news, because I think that German is a very, very nice language.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ich verstehe Deutsch, aber sprechen finde ich schwierig. So that's basically the only thing I can say.
Gern geschehen. You're welcome.
So yeah, that's the language that I speak. And how many languages do you speak?
I speak the same languages as you, except for German. I've learned German in high school for like so many years. I think for 5 years, and still didn't, you know, a language you have to practice it. So I speak French, Dutch, English, and Lingala, of course.
That's a lot of language.
Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of Belgium and Brussels in general, and especially when you're a person of migration background.
Exactly.
Most of the time, they speak more than two languages.
Mm-hmm. Which is really, like, it's phenomenal.
Absolutely. And I think that's the interesting in our city and our country.
Yeah. High five to ourselves.
High five. Hey. We're just doing a high five right now. And throwing shade, like, people say that we should only speak one language, but we're not getting there.
Yeah. We're not getting into that right now. But as we said, Lingala is really a language that we use on a daily, especially between the two of us. I speak it as well with my mom. But Tracy made me familiar with the concept of code switching, which I originally didn't know about as a term, code switching. Like, I did it on a regular, but I didn't know it was a freaking term that was used. So maybe, Tracy, you can explain what it is.
Well, to explain it in short, it's like that you change the way you talk or the language that you talk depending on some kind of situations. Like, I will talk differently with Ren than I talk with someone at my work, even the Dutch that we use, or I talk in another way with my sister than I talk with another friend that doesn't speak Lingala or the other language that we speak. And actually, you adapt, you have certain code for certain environments, and at work you have another code. Like when I was at work, I used to work in the Brussels Parliament, as many of you know, or some of you don't know. I don't know.
Depends on our listeners.
Yeah, it depends if you listen to the intro or not.
If you don't know, that it's good, that it means that we have range.
Yeah. And when one of my colleagues told me, like, hey, when you speak French, you have an accent. And I didn't understand what she meant. And then she said, like, oh, no, but every time I hear you speaking French with your parents, you have an accent. And then I said, when I do an interview on TV or French TV, you don't hear that accent. But you hear that accent with my parents because I speak in another way.
Yeah.
I speak with my parents and I speak with people on TV or in an interview or with regular people.
Yeah, just work-related.
Absolutely. Right. You change the code and the way you speak. And then I said, what is the problem with that? She said, like, speaking with an accent is unprofessional. And I think that that's...
The audacity. Yeah, like, but... I will challenge you to speak four languages fluently.
Absolutely. And I think she only speaks two and a bit of English.
Disgrace.
Whatever, the audacity of it all. No, but the thing is, like, there are a lot of people that see people that speak different languages and or they speak one language with an accent. And they will see that person like lesser because that person has an accent. But I think, and I've learned that people that have an accent most of the time speak multiple languages.
Exactly.
And so you don't have to diss people that speak with an accent. And that's basically what I told her.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her to shut up. No, I didn't say that. That was the Issa Rae moment when if you watch Insecure, when in her head she has like this vision of what she should do. But at the end, you're like, no, but that's not unprofessional.
You're like coy about it. No. Yeah. As you said, language is very important in our work. Because also for me, when I'm a journalist, right? So when I speak Dutch... I put on this my Flemish side.
AN.
My AN comes along, and people who know me from way back from Antwerp are like, oh my god, your Dutch is so good. I don't even hear an accent. And an accent meaning they can't hear from which region I am. And that is actually the goal, to talk as, you know, as basically as possible. So it's just, it's hard, but it's okay.
By the way, AN means Algemeen Nederlands, general Dutch, like the Dutch that you have to speak on TV, the proper Dutch without an accent. But I think it's sometimes, I think you as a journalist, I kind of understand that they want a general Dutch so that everyone can understand, because to be honest, there are some Dutch accents I don't understand.
Yeah, West Flanders. Hey. Flemish from the west.
Yeah, side. Well, there have this accent that, yeah, it's difficult sometimes to understand. But I feel like on TV, you should just give place to other accents too.
Exactly. It shouldn't be so strict.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. It's not what we're talking about today. But as you said, people will see your accent, or if you misspell like one little thing, they will see it as less professional. But it's actually an enrichment to...
Absolutely.
To the work environment that you're in, that you speak multiple languages. So yeah, and languages just connect people. Like, for example, us two, I think, well, I don't want to generalize, but I think we make more friends on a daily because we do speak multiple languages, and we also get maybe a hint of the culture of the language that we're speaking in.
Absolutely. Like, and I'm also someone who is interested in other languages. Like, I have a lot of Turkish friends. When I was in uni, college...
uni, I'm from Britain.
Uni, college. I had a lot of Turkish friends, and... They always spoke Turkish with themselves, and I was there at lunch with them, and I didn't mind that because I
didn't feel left out.
No, I don't care. You can speak another language and tell me like the general what you said. Like,
just
give me some things. I'm not the kind of person that feels left out when someone else speaks another language.
Yeah,
next to me. Well, if it's a weird vibe, like they are talking about me, that's weird. But that was not the case at all.
Okay.
They just were all Turkish together, and it was just easier for them to speak Turkish, and I didn't mind to learn some words. So I've learned a lot of words, and a couple of months ago, I was in Thailand and on a boat, and there was this man. The boat was very, very full, and there was this man that gave me his place, and I was hearing his conversation, and he was speaking Turkish, and I understood what he was saying. And when he gave me his place, I said, thank you, in Turkish. Teşekkürler.
Teşekkürler.
Yeah, sorry, Turkish people, if I didn't pronounce that well.
Teşekkürler.
And the fact that I just used that word, he was really interesting to know who I am, why do I speak Turkish, and we started a whole conversation. And I think I would not have been able to do that if I didn't hang out with my Turkish friends, listen to them talking Turkish.
Yeah.
So I think you should be really open to listen to other languages sometimes and just see like, okay, what are they saying? What does that mean? And if your friends are nice, obviously they will explain to you what they just said and explain to you some words, and it can always be an asset.
Yeah, an asset indeed. And you don't have to feel left out if someone is speaking another language between them. If they're nice, they'll give you like a little sum up of what they just said,
mm-hmm.
as you said. And so if you were to have children, as you speak multiple languages, what language would you prefer them to have as a background?
Me?
No, me. I'm asking a question to myself. Look at this girl. Focus.
Please, can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus?
What is that?
Her focus. Look at the summer. So which language would I speak with my children? You know what? It depends. First of all, it depends on where I live. I think that the language of the place that we live is interesting. That's first of all. And then I will speak with them French, because the most of my family speak French. They don't speak Dutch.
Okay.
So, and for me, it's important for my kids to learn the language that my parents speak.
Yeah.
And then I probably the language of my partner. If he speaks French, then it's going to be French. If it's another language, then so be it. So I think
already. So be it.
Yeah. Like, no, but if my partner is like Vietnamese. Well, I'm just back from Vietnam and I actually like Vietnamese. But anyway, if my partner is Vietnamese, so we will speak Vietnamese and French at home. Yeah. And then if we live in New York, and English.
Yeah.
Because those are the three languages that are important. And I think in another stage, I think it will be interesting for my kids to learn Lingala.
Mm.
And I didn't say Dutch, because if I live in Belgium, they will obviously learn Dutch. But if I don't live in Belgium, for me, all my friends and all my family speaks French. Mm. So I think French is the first language I'm going to teach them.
Yeah.
And you?
For me, it's the same. French is definitely number one on the list. And then, as you said, depending on where you live, where your partner is from, my partner, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
The boy is mine.
okay.
Depending on where he's from and where we live, that's the language that we're gonna use to educate our children. But I think English, for me, will come maybe as a second language, because it's just so international and necessary also mm-hmm. in the world. Maybe a little Mandarin.
What?
Or another, I don't know, because it's a multi-economic country. I want my kids to thrive in life. And Lingala, of course, but Lingala is gonna come with them,
like, with the grandparents for sure, because I think that we will always go back to Congo for holidays to visit family.
Exactly.
And it's so sad when you go to your family and you cannot speak the language they speak. Well, although the most of my family in Congo speaks French and Kikongo, mm-hmm. what is a dialect in one of the fifth national language of Congo.
Yeah.
I think it's important for them to learn Lingala at a certain point. The day I will have kids, I'm speaking things into
existence.
Amen.
What? Okay, I'm not even gonna get into it.
That silence, the shade of it all.
It's not shade. So we said before that every language that we use has a different purpose. You have code switching, and Dutch we use more or less more for work. We have some Dutch friends, Dutch speaking friends.
Absolutely, all my friends are like bilingual.
Dutch speaking?
Yes, French, Dutch. Wait, let me see.
Yeah. That's not true.
Who is not bilingual?
I'm not going to name people.
But who do you mean? Like, the most of my friends.
I think it's 50-50 your friend group.
No, you don't know all my friends. What are you talking about? Okay. Leave my friends alone. Stop the... No, but I think, like, my ex-roommates obviously know, because they are
they're international.
International, so, but all my Belgian friends are bilingual.
Okay, so in the different languages that we use, Dutch is for friends and work, and then English is for?
It's more like international, you connect easier with people when you speak English. I think English for me is like this cool language I used to listen to when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, with music videos, MTV, you are the...
When MTV was still a
thing. The goat. Yeah, now it's just bullshit.
So I think that when I was listening to English songs and English movies, Yeah, I didn't know what people meant in their songs, to be honest, or in the movies, but I just thought English was a cool language.
Yeah, we were singing along with songs that you would now listen to and be like, I'm not letting my nieces or my nephews
like,
listen
to it. Like, Olivia Papio, like this. Hey. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss, just do it.
Do it.
Do it. Hey. Do it, do it. You know, as a kid, I was singing that, I didn't even know what
in
she was saying.
In front of your parents also.
And your parents were like... ironing in the living and you were like singing key on my neck, my back, because why not?
Yeah.
No, but I think English is like this cool language, and in Belgium we are, especially the Dutch TV, it's all every time everything in English with subtitles.
Mm-hmm. So that's really good.
Yeah, because in the French part you don't have that.
No, because apparently they have more money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have more money to pay people who dub the series and the movies. Yeah, I heard that.
What? Yes. Is the French part not poorer than the Dutch ones?
Yeah, they are, but they invest a lot in TV.
Oh, nice. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. See, when you have a journalist on table, she will give you the inside.
I will give you the 411 of what's going on.
But I think that's good, because this is how a lot of Dutch people learn English.
Yeah. Absolutely. I learned through The Simpsons.
The Simpsons?
Yeah, The Simpsons.
My parents didn't want me to watch The Simpsons.
Why?
It was too vulgar.
Okay.
I don't understand why, because I think it's so cool, but I still watch that though.
Yeah, it's better than South Park.
I like South Park better.
Because it's shady.
Yeah, I like it's shade.
Love you, my foolish goat. But yeah, as we said, French is for family, so... Do you have words that you use on a daily... like really typical words that are bound to one or two languages?
I would say in French, I would always say vraiment. So like vraiment, like really in a French way that is almost Congolese.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to say that. Like it's not vraiment, it's vraiment.
Yeah, like the intonation is like vraiment.
Yeah.
It's different.
The whole feeling of it.
Yeah, when you say vraiment... with this Congolese spirit in it, you mean just vraiment in another way. And I think I will say things like, oh, je te jure,
so comment,
what the hell, maybe, so comment, how, okay. Like, you have the so of English, and comment, so comment, like,
that's cool.
In Dutch, I will also say Maya. Maya. I always say...
Allege.
I always say Maya. And I have a friend whose name is Maya. And we are in a group. And always when I write Maya, she's like, are you talking about me?
So, is it the same spelling?
Yeah. And you?
Well, for me, I use... I don't know what kind of... like little pronunciations. I think more or less the same. And... since I've been living in Brussels, I use a lot of verlan, which is words that are, how do I say that?
A l'envers.
Yeah, they're like the word
backwards.
Itself, backwards, exactly. Thank you. They're backwards. So then I would say, help me out. What word do we use backwards?
Cimer instead of merci.
Yeah, instead of merci, I don't use that word.
No, I do.
I think it's a dirty word.
Cimer?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm bougie. But anyway, dus verlan. You see how I said dus? That's how we talk.
Dus is verlan. Yeah, it's a Dutch word.
It's a Dutch word. It means so.
So.
Yeah.
Which other words do you have? Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah. We cannot come with a word right now. But you have a lot of words that are used backwards. And I think what is also very interesting in Brussels is that we use a lot of Moroccan words.
Mm, exactly.
Well, I don't know if it's Moroccan language or more Berber, because you have a lot of Berber people.
Let's just say Arabic.
Arabic words, like tutada. Like
Inshallah, even.
Yeah, tutada, nishen.
Miskin.
Yeah, and I think you see, that's again the code switching. I will only use this word when I talk with my little brother or the friends of my sister. Yeah. Like, allez, de tada. Like, but with adult people, I will never use it.
Is ksar a word?
Yeah.
Is
it? Ksar. It means that you're like, enjoy your time.
Okay.
It's really ksar.
I like that one.
Ou selem. Ouais, ouais, de selem. Ou je rentre à la dar. I'm going back to home, it means. La dar is home. Yeah, I've been in Brussels for quite a long time, and I know my Moroccan verlan or small words. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel that you are, well, you kind of said it earlier, that you are judged based on the language that you speak and the way you speak it? And with that, I mean, I'll take my own example. When I was growing up, for me, speaking Lingala was not an enrichment. For me, it was like, oh, just one of those things that a migrant child is embarrassed about. So, for example, my mom doesn't speak Dutch. So living in Antwerp, that was really a tough one. And yeah, you know the struggle.
20 years in Belgium?
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't speak Dutch?
That's the reflection that people would have.
She's not integrated. My dad would say, I pay taxes. I'm integrated.
You're integrated if you pay taxes.
Stop
it right now. No, but well, we would go to parent-teacher meetings. So, you know, my mom spoke French. And not all my teachers spoke French. So I would do the translations. And then sometimes she would talk to me in Lingala. But then my teacher is in front of me looking at me like, what is she saying? And then she's looking at what is he or she saying. And I was like, this is too much. Why can't she just talk Lingala? Because I was embarrassed because she was talking Lingala to me. And I thought, oh, no, my teacher's going to think that we're talking about him or her.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not always the case. Sometimes it was, but not always. I'll be honest. So yeah, so my question to you is, what kind of feeling does every language, well, not every, but some languages just have that feeling. Mm. Like for me, Lingala was a sort of embarrassment, but now it isn't anymore.
I agree with you with that, because we all had like this experience where you have a bad grade and you're in front of the teacher, your mother or your father start to insult you in Lingala, and then you feel embarrassed. But it also
comes. You start crying. Yeah. The teacher's just looking at you like, whatever.
Yeah, and then you say, but you don't have to be that mad. It's gonna be alright. And then your father, no, we are immigrants. It's difficult. I pay school not for her to fail. Like, and then he's saying all these things in Lingala, and the teacher is like, what is happening here? Like, please comment if you already had this kind of experience in your life. We would love to hear about that. I think it's also part of your creating your own identity. And
exactly.
We grew up with, I think you too, very white dominant classes and spaces. And I think we were kind of, I was kind of sometimes ashamed to speak Lingala because I thought, oh no, then people will see that I'm not from here and ask me questions about my language and my culture, and I don't want to answer that.
How do you say this in your language?
Oh my God. Yeah. So, and when you're young, you're like,
just want to fit in.
Yeah, you just want to fit in, especially for me, personally, and I think for her too, as someone with migration background. However, Lingala is a very, very nice language, and I'm so proud of the culture. Like I said, you have these words, this expression, they are just so funny.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I also think like, I live in the Flemish side, you have this old thing about speaking French, and I had this experience with my cousin. We were working around in the Droomland, it's like this toy store. And
not Dreamland.
No, not Droomland. We were not walking in Droomland. I don't know where, whatever, or somewhere. And someone started to say, oh, they speak French. Why do they speak French? But I speak French with my cousin because she speaks only Dutch.
Mm.
And her mom's French is not that good. Okay. So this is why I always try to speak French with her, even in some spaces where people speak Dutch, so she can practice. And I turn around and I say, I speak Dutch too. So I think you have this all Dutch-French
rivalry,
and I think it's just sad because at the end of the day we are all Belgians, and if you speak already one language of the country, you should be proud of yourself.
No, I think you should speak at least two.
At least,
yeah.
Well, I think
because French and Dutch they're the dominant languages, mm-hmm. you know, on one side and on the other side. I think it's very necessary that every Belgian speaks
the both.
Both.
Yeah, I think so too. But when I was talking, I think when I speak about people that just arrive of immigrants or in this sense, like if you already speak French or Dutch, I think
yeah.
But I totally agree with you too that
If you're from Belgium,
you should speak two languages.
Exactly.
If you're Belgian and you have no excuse, like, I think it's better, for me, it will be better to have, like, Dutch school in Wallonia and French-speaking school in Flanders. And this immersion of language is important because multilingual people are the future. People that speak multilingual.
Look at us. We're the future.
Yeah, so, yeah, basically this. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's never too late to learn a language. Even friends that I have known for years, they're like, yeah, I can speak a little bit of French. But because, mind you, we learn French in, which grade is that? I don't know, in English. But you're 10 years old.
Is it not earlier now?
Is it earlier now?
I don't know.
I don't know people who go to school. who go to elementary school. But in my days, it was when we were 10, between 9 and 10. Then that is the moment that you learn French.
La langue de Voltaire, le français.
Francoluche est une poupée.
you learn that?
Yeah.
I think there is this all elitarian thing about French in Belgium. Like, even these Dutch families, they always speak French because it's like, oh, on parle le français.
But that's history, yeah?
Yeah, I know, but I think like, yeah, and I'm just... I think it's a nice language, but it links them with Voltaire, and I'm like, Voltaire is not the smartest person that lived. He didn't like women that much or people of color, so whatever.
Yeah, but you know, as I said, it's never too late to learn a language, and you just have to be ballsy enough to speak it, even if you make mistakes. It doesn't matter. The more important thing is that your point comes across and that you connect with people. You also learn a lot of cultural aspects when learning a language, I think. So yeah, the more the better. The more cultural you get, the more connections you make, more friends. You can go to Ibiza to your Spanish friends.
What's the language that you would like to learn in the future?
I would like to learn a version of Arabic, because for me, for my job, I think it could be important.
You want to be employed by Al Jazeera? That would be cool. I like Al Jazeera, to be honest.
I like them too, but not per se. I think it's just more for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just love languages. As we said, it's just connecting people, and I love to connect with people on a more personal level, not just hi and bye.
Mm-hmm.
If they're interesting.
Only Arabic?
Italian.
Si.
I just love everything about Italy. Well, not the racist migration stuff lately, but...
that's for another podcast.
No, I love the food, la cucina, la mamma italiana.
Italy is also one of my favorite countries to travel to in Europe.
We should go together.
Obviously, I think just the food, the culture,
the landscape, just everything.
It's just like so beautiful, and I just love Italian. So I think I won't mind learning Italian, but I think I will. If I had to learn another language, I will practice my German more first, and then Spanish. Because
Spanish, yeah, muy bien.
Well, I just love Spanish music.
Just Latino vibes.
Yeah, or cumbia, like Selena. Do you know Selena?
The singer. Yeah. J-Lo did a movie about it.
Oh my god, I love her. I just love the music. I love the vibe. But when I talk about Spanish, it's more like the American Latin, South America. And then, and also maybe Swahili and Kikongo, other African languages.
Okay.
That would be interesting too.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Some Russian maybe?
No, I don't do Russian. No.
No shade.
No.
We love everybody, by the way, on this podcast.
If we didn't say language, it's not because we don't like your language or we don't like your culture. But Russian, it's not a language that interests me. Although a lot of people speak Russian, when I was in Vietnam, it's a bit normal with the history.
Yeah.
But a lot of Russians, and Hebrew maybe too.
Okay.
I think it's a nice language.
Yeah, Hebrew. A little bit of Jewish. What is that holiday again? Pum Kiram? No.
What? It was Purim recently.
No, Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur. Oh my God.
Hey, I'm trying.
You awful. Stop disrespecting my Jewish people.
Anyways, so as we said, languages connect you and you learn a little bit about people's culture. As I said, Yom Kippur is a holiday between the Jewish community that I know. So if you have questions or you like to share what languages you know or what you want to do with languages that you don't know, please hit us up and slide into our DMs, Yaya Talks, on Instagram.
Yes.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Yaya Talks.
Thank you.